Friends, welcome to this presentation on investment management part 2. The book Investment Management is also written by me, and this consists a lot of decision making things that you can understand after going through this presentation. In fact, let me introduce myself first. My name is Abhasaheb Chauhan. I am a professional banker. More than 46 years of banking rich experience I have. And the job has been assigned to me by the Institute, Wellinker Institute of Management. And I'm thankful to them for giving me an opportunity to write the syllabus and also give a presentation on the subject matter chapter wise to all of you. Broadly, this book consists of around 13 chapters, which gives an insight view to each one of you. What is investment and where investment is required to be made? One can invest his own funds. So, some part of it, you know, are very much critical. Critical in the sense, for example, investment in the company. It's a critical part. But as compared to investment which anyone can make in bank. So, all the aspects we are going to cover in these 13 chapters, and I hope you will like this presentation, you will understand this presentation, and from the your examination perspective, this will help you a lot to understand the subject matter. So friends, we will start our discussion by taking into consideration the chapter 1, that is little bit about the introduction about the subject which is covered under introduction to the investment management. What the chapter contains is an overview, and to gear up further discussion based on the content of this chapter. So, chapter number 2 to chapter number 13, that will take you through what is mentioned in this chapter 1. The structure of this chapter 1 consists of, when we talk about the investment, we must understand what the investment means. We know the word investment, but is the investment is a savings? According to me, savings is not an investment. Then, what is the difference between savings and investment? People invest. There may be different objectives. Let us understand that those objectives also. And what kind of investment we have to make or one can make, that also we will discuss. And various choices given to the investor will be covered under the choices. And subsequently, after making the investment or prior to making the investment, which are those factors which affects the investment or investment portfolio of the investor? Profit making is one of the aspects. But how to make the profit? By investing the funds, by speculating the investment made, or by doing the gambling. Let us understand the difference between these three also. Then, while doing all these things, we or investor undertake the risk. What are the types of risk? And finally, taking in everything into consideration, the portfolio is created, then how to manage that portfolio is also required to be understood. So this is the coverage of this chapter. In view of this, to begin with understanding what is the savings and what is investment. You know, for each and everything in the life, money is most important and it is required at every stage to fulfill your needs and dreams. Day by day, there is increase in demand, increase in wants, requirements, and there may be a little bit, life is also extended beautifully, and large number of opportunities are thrown in front of the people to spend, like opening of the mall, very lucrative advertisements, and anyone can feel that yes, we want to invest somewhere so that we can earn more or something like that, you know. Then the investment is nothing but, it is an essential tool. Investment is nothing but, it is an essential tool to generate the income, to generate the return, to generate the profit. Okay. Good investors are not simply putting their hard-earned money into one basket. They will invest or they will put that money in different compartments, different boxes, so that there they can find which particular pocket has a financial sustainability and which can give more profit. Sometimes the financial crisis also comes. During that time, the investment made can also be utilized. So which of that pocket can help them during the crisis? And whenever you think after investment, you should always feel that this investment which I have made is rewarding and enjoyable. Okay? And there is always good feeling about what the investment you have made. When I talk about the investment, I cannot forget the savings which is made, because first stage is the savings. Unless you make the savings, you cannot take out the money from it and put it into one different box which is called as an investment. So from the layman's perspective, the money that is remained after satisfying day-to-day need, you will call it as, I have saved this money. That is saving. That is saving. So immediately after consumption, whatever is left out is a savings. So this money, when you use it, and it remains as it is, and in next month, you receive the funds, you receive your salary, you utilize for your daily needs, and also saved something. So together, in last month and this month, whatever you have saved, okay? So current month consumption, past month consumption, and after that, whatever is left out is your savings. But this, whatever is left out savings, you can carve out part of that savings which you do not require immediately and put it into a different box for a little bit medium term, short term, or a little bit longer term for raising the income out of the savings. Whatever you have saved, That also give you the income. Okay. And this is very much essential. So difference between savings and investing, you understood what is left out after the consumption is saving. And from the savings, whatever is invested, whatever is taken out and put it into the different box. Maybe it is company deposit, bank deposit, or it may be somewhere buying the shares, investment in mutual funds, or investment in post office. So these kind of different boxes, which you immediately don't require. So out of the saving, what funds you are giving, that is not immediately required. That is the difference between savings and investment. Saving is a simple, but it is not easy. You have to control your feelings. Every individual should have some motive in order to save for meeting the financial goal at latter stage. So, it is not how much money you make. It is not how much money you make, but it is how much money you keep. That is the investment. So, simplest part of the saving is that first keep aside some part of money to save it and then spend the left out rather than spend and then spend left over. So this is the difference between the savings and investment. Beautifully drawn chart will take you through understanding the difference between the savings on the left side and investment on the right side. First step to put aside money for the future use is the saving. Against that, one step further to the saving for generating the return, that is investment. Next point is saving alone cannot increase the wealth, but investment can increase the wealth by way of interest, by way of dividend, or by way of any other receivable. Number three, it is a part. Saving is a part of income which is not used in consumption. Whereas the investment results into the purchase of assets to enhance the saving. Any assets you purchased, that is also investment, because it gives you more results, more returns. Then one saves by reducing the present consumption. And in investment, one invests by sacrificing the enjoyment of the consumption. See, beautifully it is explained. Saving may not generate the return, hardly any rate of interest. If you put money in your bank account, hardly 3 to 4% rate of interest you are fetching. But whereas, if you invest this into the term deposit in the bank, perhaps you may get 7 to 8%. So that 4% difference here, 4%, that is 8%. So 4% difference is your return. That is the additional income. Then, saving intended to meet the financial goal, whereas investment involves the risk of diversification and meeting the financial goal. Creating a corpus for the investment is the key driving before behind investment. Whereas return on investment is the key driving force. Return, very important. After investment, what I am getting back, that is important. Then saving is a riskless and very safe, but investment is always commensurate with the risk. More the risk, more the benefit. less the risk, less benefits. Saving meant for dealing with the emergent situation and meet the unexpected expenses, whereas investment meant for long term and designed to provide the return and grow money over the period of time. Saving is highly liquid, as they can be accessed at any time, any point of time. However, the investment is less liquid, because sometimes few days may be required for crediting the sale proceeds of the investment which you have made. So this covers the entire gamut of what is investment and what is savings. First saving and then investment, right? Now, having understood this difference between the savings and investment, what could be the objective of investment? We are going one step ahead. What is the objective? Objective is optimizing certain things in life. Number one, safety. Whatever investment you are making, the investment should be safe. That is, safest investments are expected to preserve the invested capital without worrying about the quantum of return. So safety is a first concern. Second is a growth. Growth is another concern, objective, right? Growth. Money should grow. It may be cumulatively. Suppose there is a bank deposit. Interest is paid on that. But it is, rather than paying it to your savings account, if it will be added into the principal, then the principal amount will increase and there will be higher return will be generated on it. That is the growth. Okay, so growth options is aimed at increasing the capital with higher returns. Third objective is the liquidity. Third objective is liquidity. It should be immediately available. The quick conversion of any investment made into cash without minimal impact on its capital and maturity process. So it should be easily available whenever I require. That is the liquidity. For example, you have term deposit in the bank. You need the funds, almost 90% of what the deposit you have. And you are dealing, or you are intending to buy one machine, maybe a washing machine or something like that. And you need that fund. You don't have the amount in your savings account. So what is left out, rather than taking the loan, you will think that, why not use that term deposit? So you will close that term deposit and immediately utilize. So at least within one day's time, it can be made available. So it means liquidity is a very high in respect of the bank deposit. Number four, income stability and regularity of the income after taxes. That is also another objective. And the fifth objective is legal safeguard and approval by the law. Through hawala, you should not maintain, or through cheat funds, you cannot invest, because anybody, any point of time, it can be cheated. You will be cheated. So legal safeguard is very much essential, and law should approve your investment, right? Now, the basic purpose of defining the investment is to identify the path which is needed by the investor to convert a dream into reality. investor cannot make a clock go back, but can certainly make a wise investment decision today to make his future better. In the same way, the investor's objective should be fulfilled by selecting the proper investment vehicle to invest, as it does not take much time for erosion of income due to money eating factor such as inflation, rising cost of the meeting expenses, etc. So you should be careful at the time of investment itself. Now, with these basics, now we have to understand nature of investment. What are the types of investments? You know, this investment is nothing but it is a process of making the decision about the investment. Okay, for that purpose you have to search, select, and once you make the investment you have to monitor that portfolio, and thereafter you will ensure and check whether your goal or objective is meeting with that investment or not. What is the risk profile, where high risk or medium risk or low risk? Okay, and the nature of investment should be in such a way that the investment can imbibe certain goals and they give you a proper benefit. You means investor. Investment nature, maybe one-time investment, two-time investment, or continuous investment, whatever it may be. Accordingly, it is divided into certain practical understanding way is different kinds of investment or nature, how the person intend to make the investment. One is a one-time investment. Whatever amount you have left, saved, you invest in one portfolio and forget it till it becomes mature. That is one-time investment, right? Then regular investment. For example, you are receiving the salary on month-on-month basis and you are at least saving 500 rupees per month. And every month 500, you cannot put it into this term deposit. But you have that. Better option is another type of investment that is called recurring deposit. So your money every month is getting added into earlier what you have invested. That is regular investment. Right? Then short term investment. Suppose you have funds, but for next 6 months you don't require those funds. So what you thought? If I am getting more interest or more dividend on this particular 6 months for another 6 months time, I can earn that interest if I put that into a fixed deposit with the bank. Right? So it will give me during next 6 months time some additional income to me. That is called short term investment. Generally, the short term investment is within a period of 3 to 5 years. Short term investment is within a period, up to 3 years or 5 years, whatever investment is made, that is called short term investment. Then there is another option that you have enough money, you don't require at least for next 5, 6, 7 years. At the time when you will buy the house, that time this money may come to use. That is what you are thinking. Then in that case, for the long term duration, you can invest your money. That is called long term investment. That is, after 5 years, goal should be after 5 years. Some of the type of investments. Types of where you can invest your money. Where you can put your money. One is the stocks. Stocks means shares. Second, certificate of deposit, CDs. Third, bonds. Okay? Bonds means it's actually loan. You are giving it to some companies and government authorities. Okay? Preference, maybe convertible bonds, non-convertible bonds, like that. Then you can invest in real estate also. You can invest in fixed deposit with the banks or NBFCs or the companies. You can invest into mutual funds. You can invest into the public provident fund. You can invest into the national pension scheme. These are some of the avenues to invest. Okay. Now, there are wide range of investment choices. Now you have seen what are the options available for the investment, where you can invest. Now, you have a wide range of investment choices. Investor has various choices of investment to choose from accomplishing the investment objective, such as one is a fixed income investment, where if you are selecting one of the avenue, then you have to find out whether it meets your goal. If you need immediate funds, then after what period you will get that funds. So accordingly, certain things of the invested funds are much before investment is required to be characterized. That is fixed income investment, type of investment, fixed income investment. That is, this creditorship, you are a creditor. When you are giving a loan, you are a creditor. Okay, that is investor. Then, this is fixed, fixed income investment is ideal for investor who are satisfied with the investment in secured assets which promises a fixed return. So, safety is the primary objective. Less returns are acceptable to such a type of risk-averse investors. For example, interest-bearing corporate or Reserve Bank of India or government municipal infrastructure bonds, bank deposit. Rate of interest is always fluctuating. So, you will be receiving little less return. But one thing is very important, your principal is very, very secured. Your principal is very, very secured one. Second type of investment is equity investment. Equity is nothing but it is an investment into the shares of the company. Okay, where after investment, you will get the ownership of that investing company. This type of investment will be ideal for the investor who are willing to take risk and participate in this volatile market, because stock market or equity market is very, very volatile. You know, there is BSE and NSE are the stock exchanges. If you take into consideration the price of their shares, every day there is a lot of fluctuation happens. So you are taking very much high risk, and as compared to the fixed income, returns are commensurate with how the market is moving. So it is equity investment is little bit risk factor is more. Sometimes it can generate the exponential return, but if the share market is down, then can even original principal what you have invested, that also can be wiped out. So very high risk, very intelligent investor can only invest in equity. Third is the bank deposit. Bank deposit is nothing but it is a liability, demand liabilities. Demand liabilities means saving account, current account. And term liabilities means the fixed deposit, recurring deposit, flexi deposit, cash certificates or certificate of deposits. Now, demand liabilities are nothing but as and when, if you have money in the bank, immediately you go to the bank and demand, I want my 5,000 rupees. Bank can very well give. But if that amount is kept in the term deposit or fixed deposit, and if you say and go to the bank and go to the bank and say them, I have 10,000 rupees fixed deposit with you. I want immediately 5,000 rupees. Can bank give you immediately? No. It will say, this will mature in the next month. You come next month to get your full 10,000 rupees. Then you have no other option but to close it before that due date happens. So term, the another type of deposit that is required to complete its term, which is your originally stipulated, that is the term deposit or time deposit. So demand liability is preferred by the investor who is opting for the liquidity, while investment in the term liability is opted by the investor who are willing to invest for long term for getting the higher interest. Next avenue is a post office investment schemes. Post office investment scheme. Like bank, post offices also have the schemes to attract the deposit from the investors. Central government operates small saving schemes in order to mobilize the household saving through the post office deposit and the post office saving certificate. That is called NSC, National Saving Certificate. Okay, Kisan Vikas Patra. These are some of kind of the things that post office is offering. Another scheme is post office social security scheme, where public provident fund, senior citizen savings account, then Sukanya Samruddhi Yojana, insurance. These are some of the avenues which post office can offer to their investors or people. The best part of this investment is linking of interest rate to the government bond yield. Now, what is government bond yield? That we will discuss whenever we are actually discussing the post office schemes. That may be in chapter 3 or 4. That time I will explain what is the government bond yield. And that rate of interest will be applicable to all the schemes which I have now just explained. Interest rates are generally reset every quarter, which is based on the average yield on the government bonds. Average yield on government bond of a similar maturity in the previous quarter. Similar maturity previous quarter on the government bonds. Okay. Since the interest rate formula is driven with the rise in the yield, post office deposit fetch the higher returns than the bank deposit. That is why people are intending to put their money in post office also. Now, another avenue is a company fixed deposit. Company fixed deposit, maybe Nidhi companies or chit funds. They can also give you good returns. Collective investment scheme, that means in mutual funds or exchange traded funds, that is ETF. And exotic investment. Exotic investments, investment is antiques, art, farmhouse, precious stones, diamonds, metals, vintage cars. These are some exotic investment, and it will be continued with the modern investment alternative, which is offered by most of the banks, that is investment in various indexes like futures, options, swaps. These are the product given by the treasury to the bank customers. Okay. And another avenue is investment in foreign market. Investment in foreign market. For those investors who wants to create a foreign portfolio for them, this investment in foreign market is permitted. Okay, then another one is AIF, alternate investment funds, or alternate form of investment, which covers the ADR, GDR, IDR. ADR means American Depository Receipt, GDR means Global Depository Receipt, and IDR means Indian Depository Receipt. This is covered, all these avenues we have covered in different chapters. For detailed study, we can very well understand, you will understand there better.